Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, of course, this is Carla B. I appreciate you good folks joining the eBuzz tonight. We definitely plan on having great fun with our featured guest tonight. Of course, the eBuzz is a highlight of my celebrity news, films, authors, and the best in politics on all sides of the spectrum. Tonight's guest, y'all, I'm excited because he's an up-and-coming horror film director, writer, James Cullen Brissac. I don't know if I pronounced that last name right, but I'll have him correct me if I didn't. But he is arguably the youngest filmmaker in Southern California and quite possibly the youngest in the world. James is breaking the mold and setting himself apart as the new generation of horror cult directors. And he's bringing a new cutting edge to the genre, I think. And at this time, I do want to welcome James. Welcome to the eBuzz.
Hey, Carla, thanks for having me.
Of course.
And you were right. It's actually Brissac, but
okay.
Close enough. It's actually my entire life, everybody's gotten it wrong, so it's fine.
Oh, okay, so I don't feel that bad. But again, welcome to the show. First off, I just want to let you know that we are just absolutely thrilled to have you stop by and just chat a little bit. What I want first off is definitely for you to chat a little bit about you, because, of course, as I stated a little bit ago, you are the youngest filmmaker, and you do have a up-and-coming film that I know you're excited about, which is called My Pure Joy. But before we even get into that, I want you to share with our listeners a brief synopsis, if you will, of who is James Cullen Brissac. I said it wrong again.
No, you got it right that time, actually.
Okay.
So basically, for everybody listening, I'm a horror fan. I grew up on horror movies. It's I eat, drink, sleep. You know, my life is horror movies. So that's what I was raised on, and I come from a family of people who work in the entertainment business. My mother is a voice actress, and my father won 3 Emmys for his writing on shows like Pinky and the Brain, Animaniacs, Scooby-Doo, The Smurfs, Jimmy Neutron, The Snorks, the list goes on. So my entire life, I've always been fascinated by film. And
right.
basically I was given the opportunity to make my first film after I had written a screenplay and tried to raise funding, and Jared Cohen saw something in me in the script and really pushed me to make this film, and I got to thank him for it. And what really started my love affair with wanting to be a director, other than, you know, Quentin Tarantino's movies, because I've always been a fan of him, is actually when I was younger, my dad got really sick and was in a hospital bed for a very long time, actually a couple years. And all me and him really could do together, because he was very sick, was watch movies. And
right.
I realized at that point that film was such a bonding thing. It's something you could talk about. It's something you could share. And it's also such an art form that everybody experiences a different experience every time they see a film. And that's what really connected with me, because not only could I create something that people would interpret in many, many different ways, but I could also give something to somebody in the off chance they were in the same situation I was in growing up, seeing their father or loved one in a hospital bed, one extra film or a couple extra films to watch with their family.
Wow, that's definitely touching right there. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing that with us, James. So let me ask you this. So how are you, you know, just looking at the genre right now as far as horror or cult or whatever you want to call it, how are you kind of trying to set yourself apart from the other directors? I mean, besides the fact of the obvious, which is you being the youngest, might I say, filmmaker and all, how are you trying to set yourself apart?
Well, stylistically, I've been trying to change a lot of things within the genre, and you'll see my film is very highly stylized, as well as very dark and visceral. Although the film is very, very violent, I don't glorify the violence. It's kind of just there for you to decide how you feel about it. But I kind of decided to get rid of the whodunit mentality of horror films. So this is a slasher film from the perspective of the slasher. You're getting to know this serial killer, what makes him tick, and why he's doing these horrible things. And I really pay homage to all the films I grew up on within this film, because this killer is killing people in the ways of his favorite horror movies. So he's reenacting his favorite scenes, which was a lot of fun, because I got to reshoot some of my favorite scenes, but in my own style. So we have, like, you know, a Sin City-type feel during an Alfred Hitchcock Psycho scene. I mean, we have some really crazy stuff within this movie that it was a lot of fun to make, and it was amazing to do. And I actually have one of the actors who played one of the leads in it, Corey Jacob. He's also on the line as well. So I believe you guys will be talking with him in a moment as well.
Right.
He plays
the
role of Joseph. Yeah.
Well, thanks for that. We'll definitely be bringing Corey on in a second. But just, you know, hearing you talk about My Pure Joy, I know I had the opportunity on a couple of different occasions to watch the trailer, which we'll put in our chat room, and then I'll also have James give you guys the information on where you can view the trailer. But when I was watching it, it was a cross between so many things as far as the killer. It's like a psychotic Hannibal Lecter. It was like a Jason. It was a little bit the Hitchcock. It was a little bit of everything in that. And I'm like, wow, that's definitely different than what I've seen, you know, in the Saw movies or, you know, Wes Craven movies. So that's definitely different. So let me ask you this, since we're talking about scary movies, what is your favorite scary movie?
My favorite scary movie of all time, this is actually every interview I've ever had, this is the most difficult question I'm ever asked, because I own over 2,000 DVDs. And most of them are horror, so it's really hard to choose. But I'd have to say Takashi Miike's Audition, or Martyrs, which is a French film.
Saw that. That was so good. Yeah.
Yeah, a girl gets skinned alive in that movie. It was insane.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Or Frank Henenlotter's brain damage is so much fun.
I didn't see that one, but I did see Martyr, and I think that's one of my favorite as well. So you picked some good ones, you did. And with that, I want to go ahead and welcome Corey to the show. Corey Jacob, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, no problem. So what I want to do is I want to have James kind of introduce you, because I've only had the opportunity to see the trailer. So I think the trailer was more so really highlighting the serial killer. James, if you can go ahead and, like, introduce Corey.
Yeah, no problem. Basically, Corey likes long walks on the beach during the sunset. And sorry. I didn't mean to give that away about you, Corey. No, Corey plays the serial killer's brother, older brother, actually. He plays the role of Joseph, and he's a very tormented character who basically Adam's father in the film used to get along very well with Adam, but not with Joseph. So Corey is a recovering drug addict in the film, and really him and Adam don't seem to get along too much when they meet each other, because he hadn't been around for years. He was in rehab and stuff, and Corey
like most
had
of us.
So Corey had such this a dark and visceral tone to his acting, and yet it was so human that it was unbelievable. He was head and shoulders above everybody else in the auditions, and I was really lucky to work with him, and it was great working with him, and it was great to have him on set. He was unbelievably professional, and he played the role to a T, and he actually was fine with getting hit in the head with a baseball bat, which is amazing.
Wow.
And that's hard to find. And even more so, by the way, the baseball bat had nothing to do with the movie. I like to walk around and hit people with baseball bats to get out of line.
I hope it was a plastic one.
No, I'm kidding. It was a plastic one, and I didn't do the hitting. But me and him have also become friends through the process as well, and it's been great getting to know him and working with him. It's, you know, phenomenal.
That's what's
a great act.
That's cool.
And
so,
with that, Corey Jacob.
Corey Jacob.
Yes.
I think he wants us to go ahead and maybe pull out the red carpet or something. We could do that. Go ahead and pull out the red carpet. Corey Jacob.
Please, no photo.
All right. I'm just messing with you a little bit. Welcome to the show again, Corey.
Thank you very much.
So tell us your experience on set of My Pure Joy and working with James. Is this the first time?
It was my first time working with James. I actually saw the breakdown for the role, and it was described as kind of a super bad meets American Psycho.
It's a little bit of static, a little bit of interference in the background, just so you know.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Oh, no problem. But go ahead.
Yeah, but as soon as I saw the concept of the script, and I submitted it, I got the audition, and I was very excited by the whole script. And once I auditioned for James and heard his vision for the project, I just thought it has a chance to be a really big cult hit and something I wanted to be a part of.
Right. That's what's up. So was this your first feature film, or what other things have you done?
It's my first feature film that has actually been made. I've done a few spec feature films, but yeah, this is my first feature film, and I also have 7 commercials on the Golf Channel right now, and a national StubHub commercial as well, running right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to. My instant master is blowing up, and so I want James and then you also, Corey, to go ahead and share with our listeners where they can maybe, I've already viewed the trailer, they want to view the trailer as well, and then if you guys have any Facebook and Twitter pages. If you can go first, James.
Okay, if you want to follow me on Twitter, please follow me at James Cullen B. That's JamesCullenB on Twitter. And just search My Pure Joy on Facebook and like the movie page. And Corey?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, just at Corey Jacob. CoreyJacob.
Okay, cool beans. Well, I want to really quickly, we'll take a really quick commercial break, you guys. And we'll be right back with James Cullen and Corey Jacob. Hold tight.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wonder what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Maid, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Great show, Beyonce.
Thank you.
And you have a concert coming up, too.
I think you should come by.
I'd love to.
Just have your people call my people.
Oh, I will. I'm going to have... She wants my people to call the people.
I'm not finished with you. Hello?
Eddie?
Yeah.
It's Ellen. Listen, I need tickets for Beyonce's concert.
Uh-huh.
You're my people, right?
People. Ellen.
We're like family. Listen, I got to go.
No, I was going to say I got to go. No, I'm busy. Okay. Got to find my people. Hey, guys. How many persons make up a people? Why can't one person just call one person? Let my people go!
Hey, does anyone know where stage 7 is?
That's it. People that can get me into the shows I want to get into. That's why I'm a card member.
I'm glad you could come.
Oh, yeah, well, I have people, you know.
Let's do lunch.
Okay, we'll do lunch. Great. Have your people call my people.
Are you getting the most out of entertainment? Are you a card member?
You are listening to the E-Buzz with Carla B. My two guests for this evening. I have the youngest, y'all. He's the youngest filmmaker, James Cullen B. Sack, and one of his main stars in his first feature film, My Pure Joy. We have Corey Jacob that's holding the showdown with me tonight, and we're having a fun time, I think. But I guess I need to ask my guests, are you guys having a fun time?
Yeah, we're holding it down to the floor. We're holding it down, Abby here.
Yeah, we're having fun. I think we're going to a cage match after this as well.
Oh.
So we're pretty pumped. We're gonna fight. We're gonna watch two actors fight a lion. Believe it or not.
You gotta be kidding me.
I am. Yeah, he is kidding you.
I never know with you, James.
We're going to an improv show, so.
That's always fun. That's always fun.
Yeah.
So considering,
I was going to ask, are we going to take questions from the audience at all? Or?
We can definitely take some, callers if they want to call in and ask. I'm going to speak with James Cullen and one of his stars of My Pure Joy, Corey Jacob. If you want to call in, definitely call in to 718-664-6543. Again, the number is 718-664-6543. Call in and speak with James and Corey. I am just so crazy. I said it right already. I'm actually having a cup of tea here, and it's too hot, so I kind of lose my mind just a tad bit. All righty. Okay, so let me get back to the questions at hand. I want to know, because, you know, scary films, we've been talking about scary films, horror, and thriller in general. So I want to ask you, is this something you plan on sticking with, or do you plan on branching out into other genres of film? And this question is for you, James.
Basically, I'm working on another horror movie. In September, I fly out to England to direct a movie called Bad Dennis, which is going to be produced by Mickey Richardson, and I'm co-writing it with him and Liz Gilbert. And it's a really interesting film.
Okay, that's exciting. What genre was that again?
Movie. Horror.
Oh, it's horror.
Yeah, so it's a hallucinogenic slasher film, believe it or not, that takes place at a giant music festival. So
okay.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I also have another horror movie that I'm doing currently right now that I can't talk about at all. So just know I'm doing something.
Well, that's a great thing to know that. And considering we have Corey on, I want to ask you, considering you're the film director, you're also the writer, how does the casting process work, or how did it work with you, Corey, if you want to share your, you know, experience as far as casting?
Well, there's breakdowns put out on Actor Services, and I read breakdowns, and I normally don't submit to anything that I see on there unless it's really, really interesting, because most of the stuff that I submit for, my agent takes care of for me.
Right.
But I saw the breakdown for the script, and I thought it was a really innovative idea. So I submitted for it, and James called me in. I got about 8 pages of sides to read to prepare, which is pages of script for those who don't know what sides are. And I just went in and read them with a few different actors James paired me up with. And then he called me back a few days later and matched me up with a couple different options for the lead actors, as well as other supporting. And then I got the job. So, yeah, 2 auditions, beat out about 100 actors for it.
Okay.
Yeah, he beat out about 100 actors that had that I had called in, but there was actually about 500 plus for that role specifically that had submitted. So he basically beat out like 500 people. So
that's
cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, it is. So you usually do your casting about the same way, James, via the different casting sites, basically.
Well, I do stuff through LA Casting. I really like what they're doing, and for non-union as well as union actors you can use on a lower budget is always good, and you find some great talent there. So it's a good site to do. A lot of people are on there. I'm hoping in the near future to use some big names, but you know, that's all in due time.
Exactly. And considering we're talking about, casting and on set and things of that sort, I want to ask both of you, what was like your favorite on set memories when you're on set for My Pure Joy? And you can go first, James.
Yeah. My favorite, See, I have to choose my words wisely here because people are going to think I'm crazy if I say one of the stories. So I'm going to have to say the other. So I'm going to have to say the other story. I think my favorite on-set memory is just every time I said action. You know, every time I saw the actors doing what I had come up with and what we had worked to build together. And, you know, at the end of the day, when we were like, you know, we got what we needed for the scene. That beats out any memory. That was the memory. I mean, I remember it so vividly. It was a dream come true. So,
wow, it's awesome. What about you, Corey?
My favorite memory about being on set was the weird prop that we had. One day there was a goat head that someone had to disassemble. That we could use the eyeball for one of the scenes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy, just seeing that goat head being cut up.
We did get it
goat
from,
head?
Yeah, it was a goat head, but we did get it from a butcher shop, all willingly donated from a already dead goat that they had used the meat for. So it's don't jump up our trees, PETA.
Okay. All right, because I think most of our listeners eat goat, so don't trip.
Well, I like goat cheese, so.
You know what I want to say really quickly? Were you finished, Corey, or were you still going?
I was going to say, Corey, do you want to tell that story about when I turned to you and I was like, should I just, like, freak out right now?
There was actually a very impressive moment on set where we were having a little trouble getting a shot. There was multiple actors involved with some tricky staging, and it just wasn't working out exactly how it should have been. And James just flipped out in front of everyone and started yelling and screaming, and he busts outside, and he goes outside to have a cigarette, and I go out there, and I'm just staring at him like, oh, my God, what's going on? And he's like, oh, it's all good. He's like, I just want to get these people to do their jobs.
So I basically, like, staged a flip out to make everybody, like, think that, like, this is, like, you know, it's we're under pressure now. Like,
and it worked,
so
right.
It worked really well because I came back in and everybody was, like, on their P's and Q's and stuff, and, like, we get the shot, and I start laughing and go, like, I was never mad. I just wanted to see, like, if I could push you guys to, like, really getting it done, if I would just be like, oh, you know. So sometimes, you know, part of directing is you got to know when to pretend to throw a temper tantrum so people think you're, like, really serious. I read this thing that says Steven Spielberg actually, when he was originally directing, had a person on crew that was a friend of his that he would hire specifically just to fire on the first day so people would know that, like, you can't play around on the set. So, and if you look at earlier films of his, there's a production assistant that was credited as being the guy that gets fired for the morale of the set.
Wow. That's crazy. You know what? I just want to make a note really quickly. And I want to let everybody know that that the guest tonight, he is actually, I've said it a couple of times, he's the youngest film director. And when I hear him speak, it's like he could be in his, you know, like late 20s or early 30s. And I hope you don't mind me telling your age, James, but I just got to let the listeners know he's only 19 years old. And he's actually started on his feature film at 18. So this is all coming from a 19-year-old. And the way you speak, James, it's like, okay, I'm wondering what college you went to, what did you major in? But you're probably still in, you know, you're just 19. So I guess we can give a lot of credit. A lot of credit is to your father and to your upbringing. But that's just amazing to me to be just 19 and just have the kind of mind that you have. And it's already evident that there's going to be a lot of great, great things, a lot of great films coming from James Cohen Bussack. So just wanted to give kudos and homage to you as well as your mom and dad.
Oh, thank you so much. That was very sweet of you. Believe it or not, you know, I don't normally tell people my age. I know when I was making this, I actually kept my age kind of a secret for a little while, and it was funny because Corey was with me on my birthday because I turned 19 on set, and I was like, well, aren't you going to, like, grab a drink with me for my birthday? And he goes, yeah, man, but how old are you turning? And I wouldn't tell him and stuff, and eventually I told him, and I was, like, 19, and he was like, I thought you were 26.
Wow. Yeah. You just have that way about you. And unfortunately, you guys, our time is definitely dwindling. But I do want to give you some time, James. And I just want to let you know that our door for the E-Buzz show or any other show under the network is going to always be open for you. So we can always have longer shows, come back whenever you want. Because, you know, of course, we appreciate everything that you're doing for the film industry and for the genres that most of our listeners love so much, which is horror. So go ahead and share with us again, well, first, James, as to how our listeners can find out more about you, go ahead and give us, you know, all your different links and stuff that you want to share right now.
All right. Just follow me on Twitter at James Cullen B, which is JamesCullenB, or follow Corey Jacob at on Twitter at CoryJacob, or just search My Pure Joy on Facebook and like the page for the film, or go to PsychicJunkiePictures.com. That's PsychicJunkiePictures.com pictures.com.
Okay. That's what's up. That's, right. Thanks so much for that. Also, really quickly, I got one more last question for you. And this is all of our, you know, up-and-coming film directors out there that are, or film directors and writers that are looking to break into the industry. And considering you came from a family within entertainment, go ahead and give those listeners, those up-and-coming film directors, a little bit of advice as to how to deal with things as they're coming into the industry, if you don't mind.
Just go for it, really. That's all I can say. Go for it. Keep running. Keep doing it until somebody makes you stop. Go for it. You know?
Wow.
Just.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. Go ahead.
Lastly, I think Corey was going to make a closing statement and talk about something important.
Okay.
No, Corey. I'll just
James is still directing.
What's that?
I said James is still directing. I'm just joking. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's funny. No, I'll just say likewise, though, as an actor, just pursue your dream and create your own work. Write your own script, shoot your own stuff, and put it on YouTube, put it on Facebook, and people will see it, and people will find you.
That's what's up. Great last word. Thank you, James Cullen. Thank you so much, Corey Jacob. I want to actually say... James, full name, James Cullen Brissac. Say it for
Brissac.
Me, James. Say it
Brissac.
For me. Okay. All right.
Brissac.
Thanks
James
so much,
Cullen
you guys.
James Cullen Brissac, also known as John Cullen Brissac.
Oh, my God. No, you did not. We love you. We love you to death. Thanks so much. And we will catch you next time.
All right. Thanks for having me. Take care. Thank you.
Hollywood bound. It's the scoop on it. Even
welcome back, y'all. This is still me, Carla B., holding down my eBuzz show tonight. Had some very special guests on with me, James Cullen Brissac, and one of his stars in his up-and-coming feature film, My Pure Joy. I'm Corey Jacobs. Thank you guys for chiming in with the eBuzz. And right now, got a couple quick announcements. Got my girl, Latrina Blackberry on the line, as well as Mocha D on the line. And I wanted to bring Latrina on because she's doing something special that she does every year. It is the 4th annual Western Hip Hop Conference, one of the largest industry mixers ever on this side of the planet. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and open it up to Latrina Blackberry so she could tell us more about what's going on May 29th. And then I have one of the co-hosts for that event, and she's also a co-host, or actually she's a host of her own show on the EOTM Radio Network. What's up, ladies?
Hey.
What's up,
Carly? I appreciate you having me on your line.
Oh, girlfriend, no problem. You are doing so many great things. Just wanted to give you a little bit of time so you can shout out exactly what's going on May 29th and on the West Coast. So it's all yours.
Great. Well, as she stated, it's the 4th annual The Western Conference, World's Largest Hip-Hop Industry Mixer Conventions. And for those who are not aware of the event, we are known to have a real industry mixer, meaning everyone there is somewhat tied in the industry and have the connections that you need to self-start or take off your current career. And for those who are interested in music and modeling and videography, producing, and so on, they all come to this event here to network. And we have some of the tightest fashion designers as well that showcase some of their new designs and some designers have their stuff in stores already. They are at the Western Conference as well. And what we just started is the panelist. And EOTM is part of the panelists this year that speaks to the artists about, you know, the direction that they need to take in regarding promoting their music, which is very, very important. And
yes, it definitely is.
Yeah, and also with the convention, we have vendors and stuff. We teach artists to become entrepreneurs. When I say artists, I mean everyone. Everyone that has a skill, talent, is an artist. So we teach them how to showcase and make money off of their talents. And so we allow them to have vendor spaces and stuff, promote their stuff, whether it be flyers or they're selling CDs or whatever it may be. We even had green screens and stuff there. We had a lot of internet radios and stuff there, broadcasting, a lot of media come in there. So everyone's there to really network and to make money. And
right.
And it's really, really huge. Really, really huge. What else can I say? Our focus is on the unsigned artists, and we have a scholarship in place with the Musicians Institute, whereas some of the proceeds from the event goes towards establishing scholarships for the unsigned artists there. And it's actually for anyone, but you have to attend the Western Conference Industry Mixer in order to qualify for it. To apply for the scholarship. And
I love that.
Yeah, so for all that information, you have to attend the event, be there for the panel and so forth, collect information and applications to sign up for to visit the Musicians Institute School, and then there they will go ahead and set an appointment with you, and you get to walk the walkthrough of the school and so forth and apply for a scholarship there.
That's great. So
yeah.
if somebody – let me ask you this, because my instant messenger right now is blowing up with different questions in regards to this, because we've been actually posting stuff for you in regards to the Western Conference. So for the indie artists out there that want to be showcased, please share with them what they need to do to go about doing that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. One quick second, please. Okay, all right, so actually, let me correct you. It's not a showcase, okay?
Okay.
It's not a showcase. All right, so it's only selected few of the artists get to be on stage. We really discourage being on the stage. You know, we're really there to network, but the artists, is because of the crowd and to actually perform in front of a hip-hop-loving crowd is, you know, big to them. You know, because
right.
They're catering someone that actually likes their music or may potentially want to buy their music. And plus with the A&Rs and stuff there, they really want to get on stage. So it's really not a showcase. It's just certain talents are selected to go on stage just as part of entertainment.
Oh, okay, I get you. All right, more so as – okay, cool. All right, so if they want to – what sites would they be going to get more information in regards to getting tickets or signing up?
It's TWC, the Western Conference. So TWC, hiphop.us, like United States. So TWC, hiphop.us. And you can get all the information there by signing up. To get tickets, click on the ticket link icon to go to the ticket page. So TWC, hiphop.us. And they can also call 800-587-1171.
Okay, can you repeat that again?
800-587-1171.
Okay, cool. And I wanted to open it up really quickly. Mocha D is on the line as well. It was just recently announced by Latrina Blackberry. CEO of Chocolate Crushes, Bad Mocha D, will be one of the co-hosts to the fourth annual event. So, Mocha D, welcome to the E-Buzz.
Thank you so much. What's up, Mocha D is in the building. What's up, Carla?
Hey,
up,
ladies.
Latrina Blackberry? You know what? I've been working with Latrina like hand in hand for, you know, for a couple of weeks right now, and I just want to say that this woman is truly the business. She is truly the business. It's amazing when you see a, if I can say, a black woman out there doing her thing by herself. Well, I mean, EOTM, we're a team. You know, we're a team.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is pretty much, she got some backing. Don't get me wrong, people out there.
Yeah.
She got some bodyguards and some people that got her back. But basically, she is the Beyonce wig out here. You know what I mean? She's the
mm-hmm.
lace wig, the like $3,000 lace wig out here, you know? So I just want to give you credit and big ups and shout outs to you. Not because you're paying me, but.
That's funny.
That's
no.
Honestly,
well, we love to have you
I'm
there.
Really
yeah,
I'm
we really love to have you on stage. Yeah. And I'm
yeah,
so happy ESPN has really supported, you know, supported
yeah.
our movement, you know, and. When I ask for someone to actually get my back, it's always been like EOTM. Anything I need, it's like she does it, and
yeah,
I appreciate
right.
you, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
That's
wow.
what it's about. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Did you
call
me? I may have missed you mentioning it. If you didn't mention, did you let them know that you was also on that, you know, on that panel doing your thing on that panel? Because you talking about
Latrina mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes.
Look, Mocha D's a co-host, and EOTM is part of the panelists, plus EOTM is also part of the media. You guys are going to be there large. You guys.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
You know.
And really quickly, you guys, because I only have 3 minutes, and I wanted to bring Mocha D on to let, because I was at the third annual Western Conference, and I saw the hosts. They were good. But I want to know, Mocha D, what you got? What do the people that's going to come out and support the Western Conference and support the artists, what are they going to get from you being the co-host of the fourth annual Western Hip Hop Conference?
You know what? The thing is, I'm real versatile. You know, I might come out of there in a different, totally different character. Now, I'm thinking about coming out there since some fashion is involved in everything, and I'm very sexy. I'm thinking about coming out there butt naked. Now, this is just for us here on the show. You guys got an exclusive here. I'm thinking about it, you know, putting, like, red glitter all over my body and come out there and encourage the young ladies, you know, whatever you're going to be it and be the best.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm wrong with that.
No, who designed
I mean,
that?
You know.
That's funny.
You're so funny.
Yeah,
I know whatever you do is going to be great.
Yeah, we love your personality.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to have you on the panel, Carla, because you're going to discuss, you know, importance about how important it is to have PR on your side. And
right.
you know, this is very expensive.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Very, very expensive.
It really is a great event. It's definitely going to be great for the artists. That's why I definitely recommend any up-and-coming indie artists. You know, if you're looking to become, people look at you in a different light. If you want to be a true professional in what you do, one thing that you need to understand that business aspect of the music industry, not just music. And that's one of
Correct.
The main things that we try to tell people. But our time is definitely up. Thank you, Mocha D. Thank you, Latrina Blackberry. We definitely look forward to attending and doing it big at the fourth annual Western Hip Hop Conference. And Latrina, go ahead one more time and give your website.
TWCHipHop.us.
That's what's up. Check it out, y'all. Mm-hmm. This is Carla B, and I am sounding out tonight.
I've been waiting on this moment my whole life. Feel that I'm here, I really got me feeling right. Did a crown dreaming, feel like I'm still dreaming. Wish my granddad was here, swear I still need him. Really loud, know my mama's smiling, I bet she's really proud. about to kill this shit, dog. I'm really about to kill this shit. First, let me say a quick prayer. Lord, I want to thank you for getting me here. Please, let's do it a good show. Where my mic at? Now here the fuck I go. Yeah, it goes out to you. I know the haters doubted me, I meant they're really mad. But I love my haters, for y'all I'm really glad. Hope you bought a ticket to the main event. Cause who you thought I was, he done came and went. Ay, so back up on my VI. You could see easy, you back up on your GI. Baby, I could see why you envy the chase of the dream. Cause you gave up on yours a long time ago. I don't see why, shit I can see how. You made a good life for yourself. I'm from Israel, really keep the hope afloat. So when I get tired, yeah, bitch, I'm open though. Till the obstacle looks like falling and I knock them out. They want to play, check and box them out. But I put my work in, bitch, I'm clocking out. Two middle fingers down, yeah, I'm rocking out. I'm immune to the pain, ain't no tapping out. Should applaud the boy, yeah, clap it out. Cause all this hate is deleted, bitch, cut it out. Hey, yeah, they call me Unshade. Stay up on my 60 toes, just like a bell, ay, ay. She come with her pinky clothes just cause I say that ass like J-Lo is making my day. Damn, with a flow, got a halo. Heaven sent, baby, I'm with everything. Got a sick sense, and my voice on track cause of evidence. The reason why your favorite rapper not irrelevant. Are you ready? Here we go. 5, 4, yeah. Well, it's showtime. Thanks for tuning in. Something self-esteem. I ain't doing him. I ain't doing them. I'm just doing me. Yeah, it's Young Shay Dow. Who you thought it'd be? I'm trying to get y'all to see what I see in me. Leaving in the crowd, only what you see in me. So if you're listening religiously, you'll see that I've got in any language. Believe in me. They got their hands up. Look how they bro, screaming loud and clear. He knows every single word to every single song. That's cause he wrote every single word to every single song. He looks just like me, talks just like me. The man up in the mirror, my God, it just might be.